Now one can also compute the H2 norm by using a hypothetic experiments. For example, if you apply the impulse input in each direction, okay, then you can obtain an output corresponding to that direction of Zi, let's say. Then the 2 norm is actually just the sum of square of the 2 norm of all those hypothetical output 2 norm. Now this is very useful. What is can happen is that well, obviously it's equivalent to the calculation already done in the previous page. However, this kind of computation can be generalized to the nonlinear time variance system, which the previous method doesn't work because all those methods involve the transfer functions, and here it only involves the input and outputs time functions. So it actually can be used to generalize to time variant functions, and this some of the work has been done for example for sample data system where you can define the H2 norm in such a way.